Our Lady of Grace homilies are brought to you by a generous parishioner who encourages you to join in prayer for mission churches worldwide. Explore the Frontiers of Faith podcast for further insights into these missions.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He takes away every branch in me that does not bear fruit, and everyone that does, he prunes, so that it bears more fruit. You are already pruned because of the word that I spoke to you. Remain in me, as I remain in you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit on its own unless it remains on the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit, because without me, you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me will be thrown out like a branch and wither. People will gather them and throw them into a fire, and they will be burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask for whatever you want, and it will be done for you. By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples." The Gospel of the Lord. In the world of interpersonal relationships, there's a really wonderful piece of advice that says that we should really be careful of speaking in absolutes. And we should avoid speaking in absolutes at all costs. And what that means is that when there's conflict between you and another person, claiming that something is either always or never the case, or speaking in really black or white terms, or using any kind of all or nothing language isn't helpful. Let me give you some examples of absolutes. You never listen to me. I have to do all the chores around here. Why do I always have to be the one who says I'm sorry first? Who ate all the Oreos? These absolutes, they're not helpful because they're almost always not true. And so odds are that your spouse probably does listen to you sometimes, at least, or that the other kids in your family are probably doing some of the chores as well, or that that other person that you're in a relationship also says I'm sorry first at times, and all I did was eat the last two Oreos. I didn't eat all of them. So the truth is normally not held in absolutes. So it's really striking that Jesus speaks in an absolute here in the gospel today. Did you catch it? He says, without me, you can do nothing. He doesn't say, if you allow me into your life, then I'm going to take you to the next level. He doesn't say, with me in your life, you will be even more successful than you are right now. He doesn't say, if you let me into your heart, I'm going to make your life that much richer and happier. He doesn't say that. He says, if I'm not there, you are nothing. If we're not united to Jesus, he tells us, then we might accomplish all kinds of things here in this world. We might find all kinds of worldly success, but ultimately, our life will have no eternal value. Nothing that we do will have any eternal significance. And Jesus is God. And so he speaks in that absolute, and we should probably believe that what he's telling us is true. And he gives us the image of the vine and the branches in order to teach us how to tell if we actually have him in our lives. He gives us that image in order to give us a way to know whether or not our life does have that eternal significance or not. And so this is a tool of powerful self-reflection for us. Let's dive into it. Jesus says, I am the vine and you are the branches. And in this parable that he uses, there are three ways that we can draw out of it by which we can know if we are united with Christ. And those three ways are if we remain in him, if we bear fruit, and if we are pruned. Let's explore that a little bit more. So the first is to remain in Jesus. If you were to go and to find a branch that was connected to a tree, and you were to scratch the bark off of that branch, you would see that the wood is green, right? And that shows that there's life flowing from the tree into that branch. It's connected to the tree. And in the same way, obviously, if you were to go pick a branch up off the ground that had been broken off of a tree and you were to scratch the bark, you're going to find dry and brittle wood under that bark because it had been separated and cut off from the tree. And so the remarkable thing that Jesus tells us here is that remaining connected to him is a choice. He gives us a command. He says, remain in me. It's something that we decide to do. And in the second reading, St. John tells us the exact same thing with his characteristic simplicity. He says, those who choose to keep his commandments remain in him, and he remains in them. And so we understand that when Jesus says, remain in me, what does he mean? He means, obey me. And this is, I think, the primary battleground for so many Christians. The primary battle is the fight to make a definitive decision and choice in our life that says, I am a follower of Jesus Christ. And so therefore, I am going to strive with every fiber of my being to do what he commands. And of course, if we do that, that's the grace of God. But it will never happen without our cooperation, without our choice. That's essential as well. And so the first question for you to know, does your life have that eternal significance, is to say, to look at your life and to ask, do I struggle to obey Jesus? Do I fight in my life to follow his commandments? Or have I just accepted sin as a natural part of my life? Have I made a peace treaty with my sin? Do I even care? Without me, you can do nothing. The next, the way that we know that we have that eternal significance in our life is if our lives bear fruit. The Lord says, whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit. So again, in the same way that that branch connected to the vine will bear grapes, a soul that lives in obedience to Christ, soul that remains in him, will bear fruit. It bears the fruit of holiness, of good works, of love, of evangelization, of witnessing to our faith, of a transformation of life. We see this in St. Paul in that first reading. The first reading says about St. Paul that he had seen the Lord and that the Lord had spoken to him. So Jesus broke into Paul's life and called him to faith. He broke into his life and called him to that obedience, to remain in him. And as St. Paul came to obey Christ more and more and belong to him, his life bore fruit. And we see him speaking out boldly in the name of Jesus in that first reading. And so that obedience in his life bore the fruit of proclaiming the gospel to others. That's what the Lord calls us to bear fruit. And that fruit that we're talking about, it's both internal and external. I remember back when I entered seminary, I was about 19 or 20 years old. And that was the point in which I really definitively began to let God work in my soul. And those first years of seminary, I saw incredible growth in my life and in my internal relationship with God. And the Lord poured out this wonderful grace of coming to know and to love him more. And it was so wonderful. That was the internal fruit that we're talking about. But there was more than just that. One day I was with my siblings at church when I was home on a break from school. And we were just standing around after Mass, and someone came up to us and started talking to us, and they asked my siblings, do you like the fact that your brother's in seminary now? And they, without missing a beat, said, yeah, he's not a jerk anymore. And of course, I corrected them and said, no, I'm less of a jerk. But that, I mean, honestly, that is the external fruit that we're talking about, that there was a new charity and love that they would see in me. And so the question, can you see in your life both the internal and the external fruit of obedience to Christ? Do you see that new relationship with God? Have you discovered that peace and that joy and that hopefulness and that charity and a new compassion for others, a sharing of your faith, a deep humility, the fact that you prioritize God above other things, that you speak the truth in love? Do you see that fruit? Without me, you can do nothing. If that fruit is there, it's evidence of your union with Christ. The final thing. What shows us that our life has that eternal significance is if we're pruned. And that's using an image of the Lord here in the gospel too. He says, my Father is the vine grower, and every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes. The uncomfortable truth is that we know that we are united with Jesus when God takes the knife to us. If a vine isn't pruned, then it just grows more and more branches, and all those branches begin to steal the nutrients of the plant. And over time, it bears less and less fruit until it becomes sterile. So if we're going to remain on the vine, God is going to send the cross into our life so that we keep bearing fruit. I was reminded this past week of the story of St. Josephine Bakita. She's a 19th, 20th century African saint from the country of Sudan. And if you know the story of St. Josephine, she's become pretty popular, so you've probably heard of her today or heard of her recently. If you know her story, she suffered terribly in her life. She was captured by slave traders when she was 6 years old. She was separated from her family. She was sold into slavery. She was beaten and abused and treated like a dog by her slave masters. Ultimately, she was sold to an Italian merchant who brought her back to work as a slave in his household in Italy. But there in Italy, she encountered the Catholic faith, and she was ultimately baptized and then released. And then she joined a convent and lived this life of incredible holiness. And later on in her life, Josephine would always look back at her terrible childhood, and she would tell people how grateful she was that she suffered like she did. And she said, because if her life had just been easy and smooth sailing, then she would never have come to know the love of Jesus. And she said, so that suffering and cross were worth it. And that's a pruned soul. A soul that's been pruned is one that knows that whatever leads it to God is good, even if it's the suffering, even if it's the cross. Being a branch that's united to the vine means that we remain in him, that we bear fruit, and that we are pruned. So the question for us again today, are you a branch that remains in the vine of Jesus through obedience, through holiness of life, and through embracing the cross? Let's pray for that today, because without the Lord, we can do nothing.